Kansas City's brilliant tight end, Tony Gonzalez.
He's the pride of Smith Center, Kansas.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Skeeters. Halfback pass. Marcus Allen right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Dayton Hughes from Marcus Allen.
He's a member of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and Missouri Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame.
Holmes off tackle left. Gets a block at the 10. Breaks a tackle. Angles left near front pylon. Touchdown, Kansas City.
He's a four-time Emmy winner.
Mahomes in the pocket, floats a pass near side. Kelce over the shoulder. He's got the catch. He's got the touchdown. Kansas City.
And he loves him some pooches.
Picked off by Watson. Watson could go all the way. The seventh round pick, 10-5, Jalen Watson.
Entering his 30th year as the voice of the Chiefs.
For the second time in four seasons, the Lombardi Trophy has a red and gold reflection.
It's Mitch Holtis on Fesco in the Morning.
Little retro style as we look back at the Oakland Coliseum. Mitch is joining us here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by my friends over at Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. And I told you yesterday, Mitch, I wanted your favorite memory of Oakland. I only have one. It was when KU played in the arena and the Chiefs played at the Coliseum on the same day, and I double-dipped and went to both of those games, and it was a lot of fun. So I don't have many memories of that joint, but I'm sure you do.
You didn't feel like you were working at a correctional facility, did you, that day?
Yes, I did. Walking over that bridge from the BART was like you're walking through, yeah, like a barbed wire. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So there was one day, it was leaking in our booth. We got thousands and thousands of dollars worth of equipment, and our executive producer, Dan Israel, is just freaking out. Well, our audio director, he's our A1 and A2, Nate Wetmore, he's brilliant at what he does, decides to take matter in his own hands, and he's covering up these leaks with cups. And we don't know what this liquid is. Is this just water, or is this from, the urinal upstairs?
Ugh.
Right? So we're thinking, are we going to get hepatitis shots here? Anyway, it turns into a... So Nate can't leave it alone. He's got to put it on social media, kind of like I did with the 6-inch bar right in front of me in Atlanta last week. So Nate puts it on social media. It gets viral. Folks at the Coliseum freak out. They're going, you got to take the cups down. They're like, no, because it's leaking water all over our stuff. Nope, take the cups down. So the Oakland police show up to take the cups down. Well, I've got a buddy who's a buddy of a buddy. I've got a buddy named The Brick. He's the best ref in Kansas. That's all he's called, is The Brick. He's got a buddy he played with at Olathe High. Before Olathe North, there was Olathe High. Well, he's a top FBI agent in the Bay Area. So I bring my FBI agent in. I go, hey, you want to talk to the FBI here? Because we have a situation. Anyway, it escalated to the point of, hey, are we even going to do this game? With the Oakland police, the FBI, and the Coliseum people, it was a wreck.
Oh my God!
It was a mess. It was an all-timer.
So yeah. What ended up happening? What was the end result of all of that?
The cops came. There was like threats of lawsuits, and we got the game in, and then got the heck out of there.
Unbelievable.
That place. Oh man, that place! I'm telling you.
The fact that they cared.
Bad every time you went in there.
Yeah, it really was. you wonder why the Raiders, as a franchise, are a dead stick, because they're worried about a social media post that a radio person put up trying to protect their equipment. That's what they were focused on that day.
Yeah, it pretty much. I mean, and I feel bad for the A's fans.
Yep.
I mean, it happened to us. You talk about losing hockey and basketball. We also lost baseball.
And the A's, yeah.
I mean, and the A's left, too. And that was a critical time in our city's history. And Stuart Symington and some leaders in Washington they pushed for expansion in baseball. And Mr. Kaufman was able to be, available with Marion Laboratories and have the capital. And four expansion teams all came in the same year. The Expos, now the Nationals, the Padres, the Seattle Pilots, now the Brewers, and the Royals. But baseball came back within 1 year absence. Other than that, it could have been a real problem.
No doubt about it. Talking with Mitch Holthus, voice of the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan. I'm just going to say this to you, Mitch. Go after Todd McShay for us, because I've done enough of that this week.
We live in the world of an easy or lazy narrative that gets lots of reaction. That's when you ding the bell, right? If I can give some lazy, crazy, inaccurate narrative, but I get everybody all fired up. Todd McShay usually does his homework when it comes to the draft time, usually. This one, just to poke the needle and poke the bear, whatever, push the needle, is ridiculous. Travis Kelce has played, he's closing in on 7,000 snaps over the past, 7 years. I've watched him this summer. I watched him in training camp. I'll see him in practice, where the guy just is a workhorse. I don't get where he's distracted. I don't get where he's fat or whatever, McShay, all the stuff he said. It's just ridiculous. But if I can get all the Swifties fired up and I can get all the Chiefs Kingdom fired up by saying something lazy and ridiculous, then watch this. And that's the world we're living in, and it's somewhat troubling.
Mitch, darn glad to have you on a Friday here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. I know we're gearing up for another visit out to L.A. Someone who will be part of that team is Kareem Hunt, and I'm interested to know what maybe your expectations are after, you know, kind of watching him in practice and kind of getting to see where he's at this point in his career.
I think there's enough there to help out. We're going to be wrong if we think it's going to be 2017 Kareem Hunt and half of 2018. But there's enough there in what he provides to be valuable. It's still going to be running back by committee or algebraic quadratic equation, whatever analogy you want to make. But if he becomes then a third part of this, because P. Ryan is still going to be a part of it, so is Carson Steele. And so, but there's enough there. Can you get a 6 yards? Can you burst through and maybe get a 12-yard gain and get a first down? A coach told me yesterday, and I thought it was really well put, all three of those guys are going to be moving forward. All of them. All of them are able to get yards after contact and do so on a regular basis. So I think Kareem he's that same guy. And so I think there's going to be value there, but I wouldn't necessarily put him on your fantasy team.
No, I wouldn't put, you know, many running backs from this, you know, this operation on the fantasy team. And that's the beauty of the Chiefs right now. They don't care about your fantasy team. They just go out there and win football games. And one of the things, though, that does concern me a little bit, Mitch, has been the red zone conversions. Like 44% of the time they're scoring touchdowns, right? And if you just eliminate one field goal and turn it into a touchdown, they've blown everybody out in the first 3 weeks. They've blown out three good teams, and everybody's praising this team. How do they get better inside the 20?
And this goes back to, honestly, training camp and the preseason games, because even when the first team was out there, they would drive, field goal. And love Butker, but 7 field goals in 3 games is too many. And they all understand it. They're trying to figure it out. In the red zone, there's 2 things. You have to attack the entire width of the field, meaning pylon to pylon, because the field's condensed vertically. And so think about Tom and Jerry. Think about Corn Dog. Think about all the plays they ran in these Super Bowls, where those were plays that were designed to stretch the defense horizontally. The other thing is trying to play upstairs. There's no airspace, no limitation on airspace in the red zone. So does you start looking at some fade opportunities and just throw it up there? That's why I was hoping Jared Wiley would become a factor soon. In the fact that that's what he does. It's what he did at TCU. He had more red zone touchdowns last year than anybody in the FBS. So upstairs and pylon to pylon, you've got to attack it that way, and hopefully a little better. It's got to have to be better in the red zone as we move on.
Mitch, the other thing that we're going to see for the first time, I guess, is a different Harbaugh on the sidelines. John has dominated for as long as he has in Baltimore. Jim's been a really good head football coach. What do you see out of Jim Harbaugh?
Not all Harbaughs are the same, okay? The dad knew him when he was at Western Kentucky, and Jim helped him recruit and lived out of his, you know, van down by the river, like the Chris Farley skit. And Jim's just very different than John. But what Jim Harbaugh is trying to do is bring the Ravens to the AFC West. And, I mean, it's just pretty blatant here in the first 3 weeks of the season that they're just going to run the ball, power at you, pound away, punch at you. They're plus three in the giveaway takeaway in 3 weeks. They have 56% run percentage, which is fourth in the league. Now, they have the fewest first downs in the league, so they're not staying on the field, but they're getting some explosive runs from J.K. Dobbins, and he's had a buck 30 in two of the three games. So if you want to see the new Chargers of Jim Harbaugh, just watch 17 years of video of John Harbaugh with the Ravens. Because I get the feeling if Jim could change their uniforms to purple and black, he would. But you're playing the Ravens this week. It's going to be physical. I don't care who's playing quarterback. Doesn't matter to Jim Harbaugh. He's going to pound away, and he's going to play to the whistle or through the whistle. This is a Dane and Hughes JT 383 kind of game.
Yeah.
Because this is not for the faint of heart. They're going to come out punching, man. And they're very physical.
And it's probably going to be a close game, like every game has been so far this year. It seems like in the NFL there haven't been many blowouts. If you can win close games, though, man, that's like a good sign moving forward, isn't it?
Kind of depends on the sport, I think, the way we view it. You want your stat of maybe the year?
Yes.
You want your stat of the year? All right, get Likens ready for this one.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Bink would like this one. This is from NFL Research. The Chiefs have won 9 straight games counting the playoffs, okay? All the way back to Super Bowl, winning Super Bowl 58. 9 straight wins. The total differential in those 9 wins is plus 54.
Yeah.
It is the lowest differential in the history of the National Football League ever in a 9-game winning streak.
Mm. Yeah, that one now, keeps popping, man.
Listen to Dusty. Dusty goes, ooh, what's that mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's in football, we see it as some sign of weakness. If that was baseball, and I win 9 one-run games in a row, it's seen as a strength. Think about it. If you're going, hey, they've won 17 out of 20 one-run games in baseball. Wow, that's awesome. That's great. Football, you do it, and you're like, ooh, why aren't you blowing anybody out here? So it's a matter of perception. It's there, the analytic and the number is there. But to win close games and to win it different ways, to me, is a strength instead of a weakness.
All right, so let me ask you this then. You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, the narrative is that the Chiefs are boring, they're not scoring enough points. How many people are watching the Chiefs today still thinking we're living in 2018?
Yeah, and then defenses have adjusted.
Right.
We're not living in 2018. This is a way better Chiefs defense. Special teams are solid, if not sometimes spectacular. I don't know. You probably play bridge, Bob. I don't know.
No. I
know.
I play Mahjong, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, okay. I play Uno, and I can't figure out the draw 4. All right. So my dad is 91 years old.
Wonderful man.
He still plays. Yeah, he's awesome. He's sharp as a tack. I said, we were having the same discussion. Dad, it's like, my dad's like, well, it's like bidding no Trump in bridge. Bridge is a very complicated, calculated game. But if you bid no Trump in bridge, it's the highest bid you can make. So if I bid 3 no Trump, I'm going to play 3 extra tricks over 6, and I get extra points. But no Trump means I can play clubs, diamonds, spades, or hearts. I don't have to win by using one suit. And so the parallel here is the fact that you can do it different ways. And so, no, it's not 2018, but that's also about fantasy football. Because, God, I got to have Mahomes getting 4,500 yards and 50 touchdowns. No, you don't. The Chiefs have won 11 games now out of the last 24 where he has been under his passing average. And they're still winning.
Wow.
And a lot of it is due to him. Mahomes can still be Mahomes. Kelce can still be Kelce. But if you're playing rock-hard defense, especially at the end of games, it's not luck. It's the fact that you have a comprehensive team. That's where the perception is all out of whack, I think.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate the time. I'm going to be playing some Rock Hard Phantom on Sunday when they take on these boys in L.A. at 325.
He's got a game. Don't let him fool you, Bob. He's got a bridge game at John Knox Village at 3 o'clock.
That's right. He'll be down there. The bus is picking him up and taking him there and feeding him all the pudding in the world.
You better, as long as it's banana pudding, I'm good.
He's bringing all the beers.
That's right.
The barbecue.
Well, have a great call. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Friday when we're 4-0.
Hey, grow a pair and bid no Trump.
I have no idea what bridge is. I've heard of it, obviously.
I thought that's how you shuffled it. You could do the bridge.
Oh, the bridge. Yeah, I can do
that for sure. Yeah,
the thing in Independence that everybody hits.
Too many nights in poker basements. Mitch told us they're brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Coming up on.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.